You're listening to Robert Kelly's
You Know What, Dude?
On the Riotcast Network, riotcast.com.
Hey, everybody, it's Monster Voice from... Shut up, Lewis! September 6th through the 9th, Bobby Kelly's going to be at Side Splitters, Tampa. Good strip clubs. That's what I've heard. And then Wes Nyack at Levity Live, the 13th, 14th, and 15th. I'm going to be there opening for Bobby, so you should come. Get a little double dip. Shut up, Lewis. And then he's going to be at the Laugh Out Loud Comedy Club in San Antonio, Texas, starting September 20th through the 23rd. So go see Bobby Kelly live and listen to the You Know What, Dude podcast on riotcast.com.
Hey, gang. This is Colin Quinn.
This is Jim Norton.
This is Dennis Leary.
This is Opie from a lot of things.
This is Burt Kreischer.
Stan Cook, and you are listening to Robert Kelly's You Know What, Dude?
You Know What, Dude?
You Know What, Dude?
This is Robert Kelly's You Know What, Dude?
You Know What, Dude?
By the way, I already
I need
know
your mic,
Kelly. Kelly's going to fucking yap a lot on this one because Bobby's not here. I already know. She's in a yappy
mood. Bobby's the
lion.
All right,
so wait, hold on. So first of all, let's go through a couple. Dan, you are the host. Bobby has
no,
directed
I'm not.
You are the host
How,
of
why
this
would
show.
Bobby,
you're the host.
Period.
You're
the host.
Right,
and I am the czar of the network,
come on, man.
And I overrule.
All right.
You are the host of the show.
Step Fine. Up to the plate, buddy.
All right.
Next, who's going to be the one to tell Kelly to shut up?
I think Joe List. He's geez. Clearly got
I think
venom.
We can all
split. Yeah, we
all
can right. all
So it'll be a community thing, a community shut up.
Wobbly Roo!
Joe's the only one here who's allowed to tell me I'm a cunt.
I said it one time.
I don't like
whore.
It. Bobby's people are telling me what to do. That's how Hollywood
so
Bobby's gone.
He sends
gone.
A representative now. He went Hollywood.
His people.
Bobby's gone to Hollywood.
Yeah, that's why he's gone.
Bobby.
And Dan?
I mean,
take it away, motherfucker.
Oh, I thought, were you already recording?
Oh, yes, we are.
Okay, good.
Did you just stutter, you fucking loser?
Oh, I'm sorry, Lewis. I'm getting barked at by
like
secondhand people.
Soder tried to zing Lewis and introduce him at the same time.
Oh,
I'm sorry.
Lewis Gomez.
Yeah. See,
what a professional.
I believe that it's not a single host this episode. It's two hosts, Joe List and I.
Oh,
how
stop
about
it.
That?
Whatever. I don't want credit for this. Sinking.
Yeah.
Bo. What?
Whatever bow you want to put on this steaming pile of shit, it's
yeah.
up to you.
Well, that bow is on Lewis's microphone.
Joe,
right
if
now.
You want to co-host with him, you can have it.
You got to tell people who.
All right.
There.
Well, let's people let.
Oh, we needed a bounce every time he stutters. He goes ding, ding, ding.
Dan already gets the bomb fucking bandana.
It's a new episode of You Know What,
Dude.
You Know What, Dude.
Sans Bobby Kelly. Bobby got a pilot and he left. And this is it.
Where did he fly him to?
Whoa!
All right.
Bobby would have never. You know what? Here we go. And
shut
just as
up.
I was.
Yeah, you were
no, I thought that was
not.
Great. No, no, don't give it to him. That was a good fucking
no,
joke.
No,
it was a little hacky, but
you
it was
think
fucking
these
great.
Fucking idiots listening know what a pilot is? I didn't mean to call you guys idiots. If I get one more tweet about my small mouth, I'm going to fucking kick some. You know, I'm going to be pissed.
Joe List has a dog's asshole sized mouth.
It can't be on
Boom,
fire.
Joke of the
yes.
day in 1 minute. What's up?
Fire.
That's he's starting off on fire. Well, we don't have Bobby, but we do have Lewis J. Gomez, obviously. We got Joe List. Don't mention my mouth list.
What the fuck? I'm the truth when Bobby's here and I'm whatever.
Well, I think Lewis is painted you in a corner.
By the way, I like the mouth jokes. You can go back. I started them. It's when these strangers, I get like 9 texts in a row, tweets being like, you faggot, you got a small mouth. I'm like, I don't even know you, motherfucker.
I saw that on Facebook. One guy wrote, look at that faggy small mouth.
Yeah, and then like my aunt is like, Joe's cool. Because
yeah. like, it was your uncle that wrote it.
Ah, Jesus.
One All right, more. And Rob Sprantz. Sitting in Bobby's chair.
That's right.
You're our stepdad for
Don't
the evening.
About, yes. Don't worry about DeStefano.
And
I don't know.
Chris DeStefano. Who?
Who doesn't count?
Chris DeStefano. Yeah. Who is that? Who?
Nobody cares.
He's the boy band comedian of New York.
That's beautiful.
What I do.
He's gorgeous.
Goddamn. If you guys
you
go look
that?
Him up.
Do you really think that? I appreciate that.
That you're beautiful. Yeah,
you're a gorgeous man.
I mean, from, I feel like maybe for a comedian, but I'm not like not in real life.
Is it weird that Lewis already is getting gay vibes towards Chris?
The show is.
We should take our shirts off and hug.
The show is a who's who of why are we listening?
Dude, Chris head on is beautiful from the side. His forehead is longer than the rest of his face.
Right. But I got hit. That's from an injury, though.
What happened?
Chris just admitted he's beautiful.
Well, I got hit in the head with a baseball bat.
No, you didn't. Did you really?
Swear to God.
Could you get more Brooklyn every time I talked to you?
That happened in Staten Island, actually.
Was it playing baseball or was
it
real?
No, it was not playing baseball.
All right, what was it?
Somebody, I got a cousin, Christina DiStefano, who's just having a new kid.
This is going to get racial.
She, fucking Mooly. No, I'm joking. Whoa. A joke. That was just
totally cool.
Hi to all our black listeners out there.
Totally okay with that. Keep on going.
We're 5.5 minutes in, and I'd like to thank Dan Soder for the introduction. Thank you so much.
Oh, shit.
Dan.
He didn't even introduce Dan.
I'll wait for him to do it. I'm not going to be a shithead and stop everyone and do it.
I was wondering how long I could go.
Yeah. You did it on purpose?
I said Kelly Wobbly Roo, didn't I?
No, you totally forgot. You were waiting. You forgot.
Yeah. I meant to.
We should also pretend, well, it's too late after I say this, that Bobby is coming and then just see how long
they can.
Well,
now you just told the whole.
Yeah, I know.
Nah, he's sick.
Lewis.
What, did he lose his voice? Is that why
I don't even know where he is.
He got didn't a pilot.
He say, I already lost his voice.
Yeah,
no?
He's not well.
He's not well?
Yeah, he lost his voice. He needs to save his voice.
It's because he was trying to scream over Godfrey in the readings.
Bobby Kelly is losing his voice. That was me, Joe List. I came up with that one. That's pretty good.
Kelly, I'm sorry I didn't introduce you.
That's all right, Dan.
But
I feel like I can't even have him to say it.
I would actually rather...
When Bobby never lets me host this again...
No, you can't do that. You can't do the I'm going to tank so I never have to do it again.
What? I'm not taking a dive. What?
I think you are. Because
it's not good.
I would rather Dan Soder's Kelly impression than Kelly actually being here. What? It has a bigger ass. I'm being honest with you right now.
Is this what's going to happen? Okay. I'm already defeated.
Can I say this?
I am so fucking tired. I can't even fight.
Wake up. May I compliment you, Kelly?
No.
Your breasts look tremendous. Are we all on board?
Yeah, they
purple?
Are.
The color. I mean, purple. This is really bananas.
This is really like a 50s office. You're looking good today. I know you're sad, but your tits look great.
You got sass, girl.
Yeah. Thanks for doing all the filing.
Well, thanks, Joe. I stopped running and I've put on a little bit of weight and it's all gone in my boots.
Yeah, well, it's healthy weight.
Yeah.
Looks good.
It is good for
all
you,
right,
Kelly.
Back to Chris getting smashed in the head by a fucking woolly.
It was not.
In what?
No, it wasn't. It wasn't.
Your job. You
it wasn't
get
at all.
No, I'm telling you.
I didn't mean to drop that. I was just in the. Somebody said
really?
Racist and I just became my dad for a second.
Oh,
but how did you get hit in the head with a bat?
Because there was like a huge fight at. Tyson Park on Highland Boulevard in Santa.
So it was a bunch of blacks. All right,
no,
you're the
it
point.
Wasn't. It wasn't. And just, I don't know, somebody was, you know, talking crap to my cousin. I thought I was, you know, I was.
Is that Christina?
Yeah, Christina, the lovely Christina.
Did she start
talking crap? Are we FM now?
No. Well, it was just like,
some mooly was talking crap. I don't want to get to.
She just
an awful racial slur from the 70s. And then
that's
crap.
Not that bad, though.
Can I just say?
He was talking poop, you know what I mean?
I fucking missed you, Joe.
I
your
missed
fucking,
you.
I know we can't, no one can see it, but your gay hand movement, talking crap.
Let's
like
make
bit.
Out.
Mm-hmm. Let's make out.
Make out with Joe. Make out with Joe. I don't know what we're doing here.
All right, back to the back. Go.
It's not a big story. I just tried to go defend her, and I got hit in the head with a baseball bat. That's all that really happened.
Did you even see it coming?
Yeah, I saw it coming. I just, it was one of those things. It's Staten Island, you know.
Was it aluminum or
1999. Aluminum.
It was so
aluminum. Yeah, I got
so
smoked. Dude, I got fucking smoked.
But that's actually better than wood.
Blood gushing down my face. Like, it was bad. And then, I ran back to my dad's house, and then...
Do you have any
and your dad would have wanted to take care of it.
Well, my dad was.
What's his
he
fucking
wasn't,
name?
No, that's
what
your dad called you a
actually,
faggot.
Now that you're bringing, actually, now
you
that you're bringing
faggot.
That up,
you're coming on, home bleeding,
stepping all over everybody.
Yeah, everybody.
No,
come on. Slow it up.
Actually, that's like because I talk a lot about my dad. That's actually the first time that I realized my dad was like clinically insane and that he had come from like a troubled past. Because I came home, blood all over my face, Christina hysterical crying, my other cousins crying. They're having a barbecue. That's what Italians do in August.
Do you have a cousin
on Sundays in August? Yeah, I actually do.
I got three.
And he and my everyone's crying, upset. We got to get him to the hospital. And my dad, just fucking stoic look, is just like, who did it? Like with blood like on his hands. Like, who did it? Do you know who did it? And I was like, yeah, I think I know the kid's name. He's like, what's his name? Whispered in my ear.
And I whispered in his ear. And I told him.
White.
And he goes, Harold Washington.
And I swear to God. And he goes, okay. He goes, okay. And he goes upstairs, puts on a
suit?
No. Puts on like this leather jacket and leaves the house.
What?
And comes back. And comes back like
what?
5 hours later.
And that's 5 hours. Did the kid ever show up to school again?
Well, I wasn't from Staten Island, so I don't know what happened. I just knew the kid's name because it was.
I think
Christine.
I know what happened.
No, my dad never. It wasn't like that.
Your dad is just the
type of guy.
How great would it be if a cold case got solved?
Yeah. Because
of this podcast, the guy's listening. He goes, wait a damn second.
There's a guy. He said that guy that got him was wearing a leather jacket. I stuttered. Give me the fucking bandana.
Can I say this? I like that Chris tried to claim August fucking barbecues as an Italian thing.
Yeah.
Like Puerto Ricans aren't having barbecues.
They don't
August.
Do that shit.
Like everyone doesn't have a barbecue in August. That's barbecue season, motherfuckers.
Every Italian's having a barbecue in August on a Sunday. That's what I'm saying.
I had more to the joke where I said West Side Highway. It was going to be like a Puerto Rican's.
Yeah, okay.
You are stepping into your jokes.
I wanted to welcome our photographer here. Today we've got Beatrice taking photos today.
What?
Beatrice?
Yeah,
she's fucking hot.
I wanted to throw a roadblock into the comedy. Hey everybody, let's stop down the episode when we are getting any momentum. I want to talk about a person that we could have put on later at any given time.
I'm gonna do all plugs. 10 minutes.
I wanted to feel left out. Well. I wanted to feel like she wasn't a part of this.
And say hi to baby James.
Oh, we got a name.
Oh, yeah, we got a name.
You know, like it's a boy?
Yeah, we know it's a boy.
Honestly. Who is a baby?
Lewis.
She's
Lewis's pregnant. Lady.
Oh, no kidding.
He really just did that like an old uncle.
Ah, good for you.
I am an uncle. Are you mad at me?
Lewis. Our mutual friend Vic told me a story about you
holding a dick.
Getting
in
trouble.
Oh, getting arrested?
Yeah.
What happened?
A week ago?
Again?
Yeah. While I was hosting a comedy show at Eastville Comedy Club.
You're such a piece of shit.
What happened?
While my pregnant girlfriend sat inside.
Yeah. All right.
Oh, that'll happen.
For what? What did you do?
I've said this on three podcasts, but I'll give you a quick version of the story.
Oh, I'm sorry.
I'm sorry, Dan. Maybe
now you're on the podcast.
Maybe I just heard about it.
We haven't heard about it. This is one of the flagship shows of the network.
I was hosting a show at Eastville Comedy Club, 11 o'clock show, and I bring up Rachel Feinstein, and she was having a hot day that day. She was looking
lovely.
Very good. She looked great that
nice
day.
Tits.
Well, Rachel goes from fucking Nebushi Jew woman to really, really fucking hot. Let's get real. Depending on the day of the week you meet Rachel Feinstein, all right? And I bring her up, dude, and I go out, and there's these two kids from the earlier show, and they were smoking a joint. So like, oh man, you want to smoke? And I was like, I'm not really supposed to smoke. I promised my girlfriend I wouldn't smoke anymore. And then, so I was like, all right, fine, I'll take a hit. So then I took a, dude, at first I look around because I'm paranoid, and there's just one Asian dude on his cell phone, just sitting there talking shit on his cell phone.
And you looked at him and you thought, Asian people can't be police.
No, nobody's afraid of Asians. You got to be afraid of cops.
This isn't rush hour.
Exactly. So I take a hit of the joint.
I was saying that sarcastically.
What time of day was it?
Kelly's already on time to bend down.
Can we Yeah. So you know the deal with the bandana, Chris?
No,
if you
I'm
bomb,
sorry.
If you bomb a joke.
So so just leave it here, yeah.
Tie it around Chris's big misshapen forehead.
Chris has, but not since the implication of the bandana.
Oh, okay.
So
that'd be a horrible intro if this is your first time just to hear.
Bobby's like, come through the show.
Come through the show. You fuck up, you get a bandana.
Dude, I fucking get a joint. I give the get back to the kid. I start walking away. Asian dude pulls out a fucking badge. Another dude rolls up on me. And I didn't actually get arrested. They just handcuffed me and brought me to the station. But they gave me a ticket once I got to the station. But the best part of all,
who hosted?
Dude, Aaron Berg went up and he like introduced the next comic, and they were like, "What the fuck happened?" And then like they all had to introduce each other like a late night show at the comic strip. It was brutal, dude.
You in the middle of hosting?
In the middle of hosting a show,
and you couldn't even pop your head back in and go.
Well, here's
guys,
the best part.
Arrested.
The cop. Immediately, I was like, "All right, I lied to my girlfriend. I'm not supposed to be smoking pot as it is. She's pregnant. She's gonna probably leave me and abort my baby." So I fucking
that you went all through. You went through
in that order
in my head.
Yeah. She's gonna let the baby grow up to hate you. That's what she's gonna.
Well,
do.
No, she's gonna leave first before she gets aborted. She's not gonna get aborted. In Eastville Comedy Club. So fucking
wouldn't be
know.
The first time.
I've seen some crazy shit.
So dude, fucking the cop, I was like, look, dude, my girl's pregnant. I was like, I'm supposed to be hosting the show. Can I call at least? So he puts the phone on speakerphone. And so I was like, Tanya, can I talk to Beatrice? And Beatrice is on the phone. And I'm like, hey, I'm being arrested. She's like, for what? I was like, smoking weed. She's like, good, rotten prison. Just hangs up the phone on me.
Way to take
that. Do you want to comment? Do you want to get in and comment?
Yeah.
On the microphone, Beatrice.
Yeah, I'm not.
On the microphone, Beatrice.
I didn't say rotten prison. I said that's what you get.
Whatever. Rotten prison sounds better. Thing.
Did you keep Kelly's mic for the entirety of the show? I'm sorry. Don't give me that look. Then I feel bad. Ah, Jesus.
That's the look that she gives Bobby when he tells her to shut up.
Fuck, I can't even look over there.
Kelly Festuca is
right off.
Gaining
Whose phone is
weight.
Of course
hilarious.
It's Louis.
Sorry, guys. I have no respect for the show. Bobby's on.
I got a call from my trainer.
I'm embarrassed.
I hope Bobby listens to this and screams at you for that.
Yeah, that was really rude.
Turn your fucking cell phone off, dude.
Dude, your fucking cell phone's out, dude.
So you went to jail.
I went for like an hour and a half. They fucking took me out for no reason. I could have hosted the show still.
You just disappeared.
I feel like every time I see you, you've been arrested.
It's happened a lot. I've been arrested.
Like every time Lewis is like, my roommate, I had a hunting knife and I said I was going to murder him.
I just left a buttercock radio. Yeah. I didn't actually stab with it.
I got arrested for threatening my roommate's
with
life.
A hunting knife.
But I didn't.
Holy shit. I thought Dan was making up a joke.
No, that's all true.
I didn't know Kelly's voice could go that high.
I didn't know Dan could make up jokes.
Hey, you want to start this right now? Bobby's not here. We got to break the peace.
That wasn't bad.
I was going to do a Joe's on fire rant, but no one was going
to
go.
I was trying to take your back when Lewis said your mouth looked like a dog asshole.
I loved it.
That was two summers ago. My roommate called the cops and said that I threatened to kill him, and I pulled a knife on him, and I didn't do either. Well, I said I'll kill you, but I was just talking shit.
And you were holding a knife.
No,
he suggested it with a knife. Listen to this
shit. I put the knife on top of my cable box as to say, if you touch my cable box, I'm going to kill you with this knife.
You might as well have stabbed it into it. Chris, did your dad ever do that?
No, I don't think he dealt with knipes, my dad. He wasn't that kind of guy.
I love that he just...
Oh, Puerto Rican. I get what you're saying, motherfucker.
No, I wouldn't go that hacky. No.
When he's right, he's right.
He had other things that he would do. He would bats and stuff. Brass knuckles. That's the kind of guy he was. Old school.
What was your junk drawer like in your kitchen? Just like brass knuckles and like blackjacks and your dad's?
We'll go to my dad's house? Yeah. It was like, brass knuckles. He had those wing tips with the steel on the bottom of the heel.
Hey, Chrissy, I'm missing a clip. Can you look in the junk drawer for a 9mm? Is this it? That's a 45.
Cash. So much
stupid
cash.
Yeah.
Right. I used to have
badasses.
Well, I mean, these two are. Me and you.
Wait, I'm not a badass.
Has anyone else been arrested here?
I've never been arrested.
What did you get arrested for, Chris?
Just trespassing. Rape? I got arrested for trespassing, and then I got a good one. I
trespassed on that pussy.
I got arrested.
Come here, Dan.
What? Give her that for coin. But are you crazy? That was a great joke, Kelly.
It was on yours.
Pick it up off the floor.
Okay.
Shove it in your mouth,
Lewis. Sip your beer.
Could you imagine being his roommate? How aggro he is.
What? Turn on the air conditioner. Why was the air conditioning off? It's been hot all day.
You wake up in the morning, he's doing Fear push up.
Scales tattooed on his back. Oh my God.
And that's still on there. talk about your dad.
My dad? No. Oh, you said getting arrested.
Yeah, well,
I think we should paint the bandana on Kelly's microphone. Thank you, Rob. That was the same. Rob saved me. He's in Bobby's seat. Fuck off. That's hilarious. That joke was hilarious. Lewis was answering a phone call. Chris was fucking thinking up his bullshit story.
I'm half asleep.
By the way, Chris is from fucking Long Island. He's not even.
He's from.
I was making a joke that he's lying about where he's from.
I know.
Fuck his bandana. I'll shove it in my ass.
He's painting what on what now?
All right. Everybody.
By the way,
go right back.
Can I tell you something? That fucking light bulb right there is literally white hot, dude. There's a blister on my arm. Look at this. My arm is blistered
Lewis
right now.
Lewis spent like four minutes.
Shit, it really is.
Yeah, dude, from fucking burning my arm on that. It's fucking white hot. Don't touch it.
He's
touch
like, it.
That's definitely going to start.
Dude, he spent like 4 minutes talking about it before he went on. He's like, you got to turn it off, Kelly. I'm telling you, it's not good.
You're going to burn my pregnant girlfriend. What the fuck is wrong with you people?
It's nowhere near your pregnant girlfriend.
It's a hot line, Beatrice.
By the way, I tied the bandana to Kelly and I's microphone.
Why do you go so dramatic so quickly?
Me?
Yeah, me? It hurts. It's going to kill my unborn baby. She's nowhere fucking near it. I'm trying to hear Chris's story about being arrested.
It's not
because
even a good
once
story,
Chris
though.
Looked in my pee hole, and I want to know if this man has a record.
Multiple times.
Twice.
Twice.
What was he looking for?
I've looked at your dick seven times.
I was just checking the urethra. Kid's got a whistle.
He's got a kick-ass urethra.
His urethra's pretty good.
They call me the urethra kid.
I thought it was a good urethra.
Give him that fucking bandana.
That's
all
the
right
alcohol
now.
Coming right out.
Are we doing the drunk show right now?
Yeah. Well, you are.
Because I am drunk.
Hey, Dan, let me ask you something. Nice. When I saw you at Gotham Comedy Club, were you drunk that night?
I had been having a couple.
You look pretty bomb when I saw you. After
I was doing.
He
some
comes up to me, goes, "Hey, Sprint, you cunt!" He just is hugging me.
That's pretty loaded.
You okay?
I got cornered in the back, and we started doing shots. And then that's always that's never a good thing for me. I go from 0 to 60 pretty quickly.
Can you give him another bandana somehow?
No, it wasn't a joke. He was just...
Louis fucking thinks we need to be on all the time.
Yeah, right.
Where was the punchline?
There was no joke.
There was no punchline.
30 seconds, gotta keep
telling
laughing.
Telling a very intimate story.
He's
Cholo.
Embracing his inner Puerto Rican.
He's tying the bandana around his head.
That is...
Tupac style, too.
But you've got the bow at the front, so you look more like a lady than you do a gangster.
He looks way cooler than me or you.
Okay. Chris DiStefano. That totally wasn't bandana worthy.
Nah, whatever.
Oh, fuck yeah. Trespassing, Chris, go.
Well, I get arrested for the little stuff, like trespassing, graffiti, all that stuff.
You did graffiti?
Yeah, I was a loser. I used to have cornrolls. When I was 16, I had cornrolls.
You really did.
Dude, I was a basketball player in Bushwick, Brooklyn, pre-gentrification.
You were a wigger? Did you talk all
Yes, wiggery? I fucking, of course.
You were like, what's up, son?
Yes, all that shit.
Did you ever
what's
say,
up? No, what's up,
keep
God?
Keep it bold, bitch.
What's up, God? What's up, God? I would say that shit all the time. Of course.
Did you tell girls, like, when you were like,
yeah,
when
that's all I girls, dude, the first five, six girls I had sex with were all black girls from, like, Project
Oh, gross.
Ew.
My first girlfriend's name was Letitia.
Chris has got to
I don't know.
I would say this is for sure the most racist episode.
My vanilla man's coming over.
He got cornrows.
I just imagine Chris.
No, he got that good credit, son.
Yeah, son.
With an open shirt and cornrows.
His car got air conditioning.
Anichi, Mecca, Rockaware, all that shit.
What's up, girl?
What's up, girl? I had an ill fucking crossover.
I've been thinking about you all day.
I don't mean to break momentum, but what's a cornrows?
Cornrows? I had my hair braided.
Yeah, yeah. I thought it was cornrows.
And I would come up and
like
call
K-Fed?
Yeah, and call my mom.
Yeah.
Like,
oh, K-Fed.
Wait, are you
like
saying
that?
Rolls or Rose?
You saying Rose.
You said K-Fed? Do you not know real fucking references
corn
from this
row.
Decade?
Like a row.
Yeah. That's what I thought. I thought you said rolls, though.
She's from Australia. Like, they just got K-Fed.
I thought I was saying it right.
I said rolls. So fuck you.
We just had two
conversations.
Yeah, everybody's talking over each other. Back up.
Yeah. Bobby's losing. I just imagine Bobby listening to this episode like with no voice.
Never again.
Shut the fuck up,
dude. Shut the fuck up.
Stop talking.
You know, I got arrested.
Were you a peeping Tom?
Of course.
You're an exhibitionist.
Rob definitely looks like a peeping Tom.
Rob spreads his fucking weird face coming through the bushes.
Some girl's putting on a nightgown. I'll never forget that face.
Voyeurism. Voyeurism.
Oh, shit, Rob.
It was a typical white urban way to get arrested. There were concert tickets going on sale for some metal band in Penn Station.
What band?
Iron Maiden.
Okay.
So we go
some
to
metal band, one of the biggest metal bands of all time.
The metal band.
Does this look like a metal crowd to you, dude?
I know Iron Maiden.
Iron Maiden, they're not even really metal.
You never heard of them. They're called Metallica. Anyway.
So.
You guys are like looking for
when,
it. You're
when the chief isn't here, for the little engines will attack each other. When the bald headed chief is not here.
All right. I knew it was coming. All right.
You knew that I was going to display talent?
You guys would fucking be having it give me a hard time.
All right, anyway.
All right, so so three white kids, 16 years old, we go around the Penn Station area, and it was bad
news
at that time.
You were 16?
Yeah.
Oh, it's just like Iron Maiden's out for like a month. They're like the biggest thing ever. This is like the 60s or something.
No. So
what were you wearing?
Probably an Iron Maiden t-shirt and jeans.
Do you have a mullet?
Thigh highs, stilettos.
No, dude, you know what I had? I had a perm.
Yeah,
I had my
did.
Fucking hair.
What,
perm.
like Bon Jovi perm?
Like a Bon Jovi perm.
I imagine you having the same face. Like, you know how they do in like shitty movies? They're like doing like a flashback scene with the dude that
photo.
That's what I'm imagining.
You have it?
Picture coming out.
Oh, that's awesome.
Yeah. Rob, you just went up a few notches in my belt, man.
So anyway, so while I look,
I think she wants to fuck you. I think that's what that means. You went up a few notches in my belt.
You want to meet the smashing machine?
You went up a few notches in my panties.
So here we go.
By the way, Lewis, you would love this. I was going to call you last night. I was playing you. UFC, and I did a random. I picked my created character versus a random. Guess who I drew?
Mark Kerr, Smashing Machine?
Don Fry.
Don Fry, nice.
It was like 2 in the morning. I was like, I want to call Lewis.
Oh, Rob.
Holy shit.
Rob, how is it possible that you look more like you have AIDS there than you do now? It's impossible.
Wow. What?
That looks like Freddie Mercury horrifying. On the way out.
So anyway,
oh, I like it.
The day before they announced it.
You like that one, Joe?
Looks like Tom Cruise in Philadelphia.
Bad news.
So anyway, we're so nervous to be upstairs because it was bad and we were scared. So we went downstairs, you know, in Penn Station, that big staircase. So I'm sitting on the steps, and there's a black dude shooting heroin like four steps behind.
Of course, this is like real New York.
Right, this is like it's cleaned up now. It was much worse back then, like 50 years ago.
Sorry. I haven't.
Black guys don't do drugs anymore.
Ah, fucking dude.
It's like with Super Boston. You're fucking telling me black guys don't do drugs?
So the guy, give him the bend out. Yeah. So
misplaced accent.
So the guy goes, hey, white boy. I swear to God, he actually said, hey, white boy. And I look at him.
He knew immediately was talking about him. He's the whitest guy.
Yeah, the only white
within
boy.
Miles. Or the guy was just doing his Clubber Lang impression, and Rob got scared.
So he goes,
yeah, I mean, not this one on.
Yeah.
So he goes, tell me if any motherfucking cops are coming. And I'm like, I don't want to do it. Tell me if any motherfucking... So I'm, you know, scared shit. So my two friends, of course, bolt. Mm-hmm. You know, as friends would be. He goes, don't you fucking leave. You leave, I'm going to fucking come and stab you with this needle.
Those are white
friends.
What? White
friends. So I'm standing there.
And I'm going to stab you with this needle?
So I'm looking for a cop for the guy. And of course, a fucking cop starts coming. And I go, cop's coming. That's all it took. 2 minutes later, I thought it was gone. A cop walked away. Two guys go, fuck, throw me against the thing, put me against the wall, handcuff this guy. And I'm going, I'm not with him. You know, you're trying to tell the story already. So they bring me into Penn Station.
But you look exactly
jail.
Like a heroin addict. Right. So
no, believe it or
like,
not.
Yeah, okay, buddy. You're not with him. Of course.
But I think they had an idea because they put us in two separate areas. Because I was like, all I kept thinking going down is, you know, Jesus Christ, you should be in this cell with this black dude.
You should have done this when the cop was coming. You should have just looked at the cop and like nudged down towards the guy.
Right, you know what I'm
he's
saying.
Right, he's ripe for the picking.
So the cop, one of the cops comes back in and he goes, look, man, I know you had nothing to do with it. I know what you did. I believe your story. I'm like, okay. He goes, but I can't let you leave until like noon. So, of course, the tickets go on sale. I missed everything.
Oh,
so
you missed that. And this the whole night? Ticketmaster.
Missed it.
You had to wait in line and fucking actually buy tickets.
Yep, like a douche. Back then, there was no fucking internet. And you couldn't lucky leave, there's electricity back then.
Couldn't leave shitty comments on internet clips that you watched.
Nope.
What did people do before the internet? So wait, none of you guys got arrested? I've never been arrested.
No.
Not even put in cuffs?
I've done a ton of illegal things.
I've like ruined people's lives before. But
whoa, what? Whoa. What kind of fucking Ted Bundy shit is that?
She joined the podcast.
That was awful.
That was great. That was a good one.
You're such a good writer. That's terrible.
Oh, that's terrible. The nicest thing anyone's ever said to me.
don't kill him with... Yeah. let me joke. How did you destroy people, Kelly?
Dan put his Larry King face.
I got real. No, because this fucking psychopath has been walking among us for months, and I don't need her being like,
well, I had to leave Australia because a man wronged me and I killed his family. Never have sex with a married guy, or else I'll kill your family.
No, there was a girl I went to high school with, and she was like,
oh, this is going to get
me
fucked up.
Oh, you killed her?
Oh, my God. Did she kill herself? Is this some Carrie shit?
I didn't know what eating pussy was, and I actually ate her pussy off. I'm making cheeses.
We're getting Fat Kelly back. I'm kind of excited.
I love Fat Kelly.
Which means Fat Kelly's titties.
Yeah.
Oh, coming back.
Chris, you're the only one who knew me as Fat Kelly.
I did know you as
Chris,
Fat Kelly.
Do you know Chris Stefano was the first person I
you
ever met
in New York?
When I moved to New York, and yesterday was my 2-year anniversary.
Yeah. I knew you 2 years ago. I was going
two
to
my
cheese swallows. No.
never.
I'm joking.
No,
we never did.
How big was she?
You were heavier, but I wouldn't describe you as a heavy girl at all. Honestly.
He would describe you as a fat girl.
fat fuck. No, you weren't heavy. Nobody ever said that fat girl from Australia.
Okay.
I did. I say it now.
They would say that fuckable girl from Australia.
That fuckable girl from Australia.
Excuse me, that fat girl that's moved here from Australia.
No one ever talks about booties in Australia, but when I moved here, people were like,
nobody says booty here either, you lunatic.
Unless you're a fucking pirate.
I had a big ass. Anyway.
Look at that booty.
Anyway.
I've got a nice booty.
She's got a nice badonkadonk.
Do you guys are going to give me a cake for my 2-year anniversary? All right.
We're not going to give you what?
Am I going to get a cake for my 2-year anniversary?
Of course she wants cake. Look at her. She's like, can I have cake?
You know she wouldn't have any cake back now.
Quit smoking. Let's do it.
You quit smoking?
I'm on the way out.
Congratulations.
I'm like a day away. Anyway.
Kelly Pacifica.
She's
going
to blow up.
Gaining weight.
Bobby's coming down, and we're gonna high five each other.
You guys are two ships passing in the night. And Kelly's the ship that goes.
I no!
Dan's on fire. Dan's on fire.
That's the first Dan's one I've ever got.
Is it?
Hey. It's been a long time coming.
Wait, that's the first undeserved Dan's on fire. It's amazing.
Right. It's true.
Let me tell you how I ruined someone's life. So a girl I went to high school with, she was like the girl, like the most popular girl, like big titties and a body, and always like was dating the older guys. And she like dated like a famous footballer.
She's
at one stage.
Hot Sheila.
Yeah, and like we were in the same friendship circle. And she was a real bitch to me. So much of a bitch. Like, she would have a party and not invite me.
She's like, you're so fat, Kelly. You're not coming to my party.
Well, things haven't changed because we actually had a 2-year anniversary party.
For you, without you.
It was at Joe's.
And we also invited her. She's here right now.
Yeah. Come on out. I hate you, Kelly. You ruined my life, Kelly.
All right. So how'd you ruin her life?
So no card? Okay. No, I don't do that. Anyway. Yeah, so a few years later, I was sitting down with a friend and he's like, so did you, I've never told anyone this story and I hope it doesn't come back to bite me. Anyway, he said, hey, did you hear that so-and-so has been chosen for the newest Big Brother?
Wait, what's her name? What's her name? You give
I'm
her first
her
name.
I'm not
what's
her fucking name?
First name?
Jane. Jane's her name.
You're
no,
making
that's a fucking name.
That's a fake name.
I really can't say her name.
Why? Yes, you can.
They don't have internet
wait
in Australia.
Wait a minute. I was giving away wait a minute. There may be some legal shit going on.
I can't mention
about
the name.
Was it like a
wait
crazy unique name? It's Rumpelstiltskin.
She did some real bad shit. Then.
No, yeah, I
she's
did
like, I can't mention
oh god.
Names.
If I tell, if I tell the end of this story and you guys fucking wail at me for it not being an interesting story, I'm gonna just leave. Well, I'm gonna go.
There
let
you go.
I
mean, you know what? Let me loosen the knot on the bandana. Why don't you keep going?
So
with the story?
He said, and this is when Big Brother. This was
said,
like,
hey, do you want to help me rape that girl?
Whoa, easy.
Will you hold down a wrist?
That's not funny. I don't like rape jokes. Anyway, no. Okay. No, they're hilarious. What?
Kelly did some blow before the
get
show.
Get to the
just
story.
The
I've had a lot of coming.
All right, get to the story.
Anyway, it's been a long day. Yeah, so he said, this is when Big Brother was huge. Like, if you weren't Big Brother, you would be
wait,
a
how
fucking
huge? As huge as like Kelly? Or
bigger. That was, right. Can we?
Was that? Yeah.
Come on.
Yeah, you can't, yeah. Kelly, you can't call it if you laugh.
And also, he is right because you guys have shows over there that are really big that suck over here.
Okay.
Like Big Brother.
And
no,
can,
but not
can
anymore.
You get the bandana on a question? How big was she? Bandana, nobody laughed. Like, oh, I'm looking for information here.
Anyway, no, this was like 8 years ago when Big Brother was like was a big show. Like, you would be famous if you got on Big Brother. Like, the real world. Remember when people were like that? Now it's lost its charm. Anyway, back there. So I found this out.
Holy shit, these are a lot of words. She speaks three times as fast as anybody else as well.
You want to interrupt
why don't we we'll record this later and then put it in like an ad in the middle of the show.
Bobby's going
to
be
just get
back
to the point.
Bobby's going
to
be
back. I've done one and everyone's stopping on it.
Tell her to shut up.
Oh my God, I just channeled Bobby. That was weird.
You got it.
From the other side.
He's the puppet master right now.
I will blow Lewis if this story ends in the next 25 years.
My dick will not fit in your tiny mouth.
So somebody's
now that's comedy. Yeah. All right, now that we're off that story.
Lewis
Chris, do you have a story about anything?
I got a high sperm count. I talked about my sperm.
All right, so Big Brother's big, yada, yada. She's going to
so
get on.
So I rang up a newspaper, and I dobbed her in and said she's going to be on the new Big Brother. They published what I had said, didn't mention my name, and she got dropped that day from Big Brother, and they were supposed to be doing it that night. So she never got to be on the show, and they dumped her on the day that they were supposed to release her into the house.
So
she was ready
so
to go.
Ruined, so you ruined somebody's
but what
career.
But what did you say about her? That
I just,
made them
no, I revealed her identity.
You're not supposed to mention that.
Yeah, I said her name is this, and this is where she works, this is where she's from. I rang up, left a message, and they published it. They were like, apparently one of the new people from the house is so-and-so, and she had a dog cleaning business and blah, 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 blah.
You
and
just then, gave it away.
Oh, Google right. Australian the dog cleaning business. Drop off Big Brother. We'll find the name right now.
Please do.
And they dropped her.
Find this.
They fucking dropped her
wait
on the
minute.
Day.
Did
they
you
were
say
like
a dog cleaning business?
Yeah, like they. She goes around
the
to your
fuck
house.
Is that?
You
dog
mean
grooming.
Like dog grooming. Cleaning.
You don't call it dog cleaning.
They don't vacuum the dog.
They have different words for stuff over there.
Thanks, Dan. All right.
What was the word I used before?
Literal Dan.
Cultural. References are different overseas. So you just basically got her kicked off the show.
Yeah. Oh, and she was ready to go. She was going to be a huge star.
No, she wasn't.
It's
she
a reality
was.
Show. No, you're not a
she
huge
was
star.
Fucking
who,
horrible.
Who's a huge star that's ever been on Big Brother?
Big Brother?
Big
know.
Brother.
I don't know.
No one. And The Miz is the only one out of fucking Real World. Who else is a huge star?
Tech?
Who?
Puck.
Puck?
He killed himself, didn't he?
Why
did he?
Did he?
No, he
didn't.
Puck didn't kill himself.
No, you're thinking of what you should do.
Oh, Joe.
Yeah,
Joe, don't say that to Kelly. Her boobs are getting bigger.
Your boobs look bananas, may I say.
You were able to
find it.
Okay,
crazy.
Thank you.
You have the best angle, too. You were almost down there.
It's Kelly, nice. I enjoy your personality.
My girlfriend is down a level below us having dinner with her friend, and I'm telling you, your breasts look ridiculous.
My pregnant girlfriend is taking pictures of your breasts right now, and I'm loving it.
Joe and I went to a bunch of strip clubs in Montreal.
Yeah, all right.
Dude,
what are the strippers in Canada like? Do they give it away? They got cesarean scars?
No,
they're hot. Strippers in Canada are hot.
Yeah, we went to the lunch shift. We were the first. Joe, myself, and another comedian, Phil, went when they opened.
We could say Phil Hanley. Can we plug his name?
Yeah, Phil. I don't know. I don't know if he's got this.
I hate Phil Hanley. Maybe
he can. I love Phil Hanley.
We got 30,000 listeners. Maybe you can say his last name. Maybe someone will Google him.
Maybe do him a favor.
By the way, I hope Phil Hanley's family disowns him for going to a strip club in Montreal.
That's
now,
what I'm saying.
How funny would that be?
Tell me about the tits.
He's hilarious.
Well, we went there, and there was a free buffet going on at the strip club.
Can you see Kelly's ears just perk up like a Jack Russell Terrier? Wow, free buffet.
You can go in and get all the free food you want, and all you have to do is pay one price. We don't have buffets in Australia. I've got rewind voice for you. So we don't even know we have a buffet.
The free buffet was meatballs and cucumbers. Yeah. Basically, that was it. And we all got bowls of meatballs, and there was like one smoking hot girl whose name I forget. Tanya.
Cucumber. Her name was Cucumber.
I liked my lady.
Which one was... Oh, his...
Your
Soder
lady?
Was getting... I think Soder, he's a good friend, and I think he has loyalty where he doesn't need to. Where I was getting, like, lap dances from, like, this 22-year-old girl who was, like, a fucking 11. She was, like, crazy hot. And Dan was like, ah... That's Joe's girl. I'm going to get one from fucking Leatherface.
She was
her rings. She was 57 years old.
She was a little older. Great body. And she did have some wear and tear on her face.
You like the older girls, dude?
Lovely dance. She had the best body.
She hasn't bought tampons in 9 years. Let's just say that.
I like girls that have had hysterectomies.
Okay. She was at fucking Joe's on fire chat.
She was,
is she drunk?
I am.
Will someone let her know that?
Are you mad at me, Chris? I felt like because I was trying to make a joke that you weren't really from Brooklyn.
I can never get mad. I'm not the guy that ever gets mad.
He's just going to go upstairs and put on his leather jacket.
I never get upset.
5 hours
later. We're just waiting to be watched. Come from the end train, ding, and
like you'll just get one in the back of the head. Like it never happened.
Put a fucking Easton to the side of your head.
So you got a dance of Leatherface.
All right, now here's the thing, and Joe's like, yeah, she was older. She cared. She actually took time.
Yeah, but she was wearing snow tires on her fucking face.
Yeah, it was fine.
She cared about her social security.
She had passion.
She had a lot of passion. She had been around the block. She knew how to dance. She was funny, charming.
You sharpened your knife on the side of her face.
Dan, was she smoking a cigarette and just goes, all right, let's do it. Boom.
Yeah, all right.
I high-fived her while she was giving Dan a lap dance.
You get a song for 15.
You want a song, you remind me of my grandson.
Look at that punim on your face. Oh, you're quite the attractive.
Hey, can
boy.
I ask
I
you
walked
that?
By, she was giving Dan a lap dance. It was the Charleston. That should have killed.
It was almost vaudevillian.
The audience is
I said,
dying.
Welcome by. And I said, she's not dancing. Dude, she's the doing audience, the Charleston.
The audience is typing up tweets about how small my mouth is right now.
Hey, boys, can I ask you about the strippers in Canada? Hey, do they give it away for free?
You can touch their tits. It's amazing.
It's full contact,
oh,
baby.
It's
you can, like, touch
you
their punanis.
You can suck them.
Whoa, whoa, whoa.
You touch punani?
You, can suck their
you can't
tits?
Suck their tits anywhere.
Real
what are you talking about? I went to a strip club in Jersey at Lace last
That's
week.
A hooker.
Sucking her tits, no?
Yeah, but you look a hooker. Good. You're a good looking guy.
I was sucking her fucking this Jamaican girl's tits.
I can't suck my girlfriend.
Yeah, exactly. If I try to do it, I'm going to get tasered in the middle of the
But hold on. How did you suck her tits when your forehead was bashing into her chest?
She had huge tits.
Loose on fire. Loose on fire.
It is, man. Oh, it's funny.
You really can't suck tits?
You can't suck tits of strippers.
You guys don't bang strippers?
You guys can't.
I've banged at least 50 strippers. So
have you really?
Lying.
I banged a Australian stripper
I swear to God, I'm
once.
Not even trying really? To sound cool. Like, oh, I thought man. That's what happened.
But you're a handsome
guy. I love Chris being the naive asshole where he's like, well, you guys don't bang every stripper you meet?
You haven't banged a thousand strippers?
That's what
being
they
dead
did.
Serious.
What are you,
like,
a
just,
faggot?
Every time I'm with this, like,
Kelly,
like, you don't get their phone number? I have so many strippers' phone numbers.
Do you really?
Chris, call one right now on the phone. I want to hear
let's go.
I want to hear a story.
What a humble brag.
Here we go. Do you have like a separate
What's
group?
Her name? What's his name?
Mercedes. Naomi, I got this one.
There we go. The bandana finally leaves my mic because of Lewis's awful male stripper joke. And can we also reference the fact that Kelly called a woman's vagina punani? She's referencing all 90s shit.
Nice rump! You got punani! Look at the jugs on her!
She got some junk in her trunk.
So can I ask, so in Canada, because prostitution's legal there, so with their strippers...
Prostitution's not legal in Canada. No, do you know nothing about the world?
No. You're thinking West Canada. And I've heard in British Columbia...
Okay.
Like Whistler area, you can get hookers.
The same way weed is legal in Western Canada. Yeah. It's that they turn their fucking nose.
They're not
going to really
fucking really go after you hard.
So what do you say?
Especially in hockey season, they won't go near you.
When you say full contact, do you mean you can touch their boobs or ass?
But you can smack butts, grab boobs.
Yeah.
But you can't do that in New York or New Jersey.
Grab some titties.
But what about the private rooms?
I was in a private room. Nothing. I was trying to get a beer.
Dude, you know, they try to get $500 out of you once you're in the private room.
Yeah,
you're in the private room.
In New York City, you can either have, as far as I know, last time I was around, went to clubs.
Yesterday.
You could bring your own booze.
Okay.
What? No.
No, no, no. Forget that. There's clubs where you bring your own booze and then you buy it back from them. You bring your own booze, they take it, and then you buy it from them. But in New York, it's either no drinks and full nudity,
okay,
or it's drinks and topless.
What about I'm just being dead serious. Like every time I've been in a strip club, the girls give me lap dance. I've made out with her and sucked her tits.
I'll tell you this. I've
and
gone,
fingered her.
I've always. But you're aware that you're a very attractive guy.
But right. I
didn't say no.
I don't think that I'm not. No, but I'm not. I told you before, I'm not. It's just whatever you want to say for a comedian, that's fine. But in real life, I'm not. Not really.
You're kind of a hunk,
dude. If you put Soder's chin on fucking Chris's face, he'd look like a fucking
Wow!
Right back to you.
That was a flat tire more than it was a bomb. I thought. All right, I got two quick points. Sorry. I thought the bandana was for bombs. Flat tires don't count as bombs. They're flat tires.
Nah,
that's
still a bomb, dude.
Okay, I'll say. All right, accept it. Let's go to Kelly.
What?
Wouldn't you say, I'm going to sound like a homo here, Chris is the most attractive guy in the room, yes?
Easily.
No. Whoa. I think I'm better looking than Chris DeStefano.
It's clearly Dan Soder.
Man, that fucking body roll is so gross.
It's clearly Dan Soder.
What are you doing?
Body roll.
Hair's all uneven.
Soder's a good looking guy.
Hair dips.
You've all got a place in my heart in some way.
Are you guys ignoring my fucking beautiful face right now? Are you out of your fucking mind?
Lewis, no. You have the voice of a guy that, you have the face of a man that's ran a prison for 20 years.
give it to him.
All
right. Right over here.
Lewis's girlfriend says he's the best looking.
Oh. Thanks, baby.
Lewis.
There's no bias there.
You're carrying his child.
It would be weird if she didn't.
It'd be like if she...
Good
Chris
answer. Imagine she's like, I think Dan's the
good answer.
Lewis has got a beautiful face. Look at him. Look at that face. Look at that.
Are you kidding?
Up, ho.
It's brown for Pete's sake.
Dude, you look so gay right now with that fucking face.
All right, you know what? I'm changing teams.
Damn, girl. I want to fucking...
I'm changing teams. He looks... real good.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Let's all agree that Rob's young man face is the worst thing we've ever
seen. That I can sign off on.
It's like staring into the Holocaust.
No, you go.
Joe and I not only went to strip clubs, but we hiked up Mount Royale.
Yeah. Oh.
Royale?
Was that from Pulp Fiction? Royale? Yeah.
Give it to him.
Where is it? Where's the bandana? What the fuck was that?
Come on, Dan.
How was it? Fun, guys? Was Montreal
Royale?
Fun? I was at the Laugh Lounge.
No, it was from the beginning of time. Is where it was
so
from.
So what the mountain's called. So pretty sure. Yeah, that's just what the mountain's called.
Is there anything interesting about the mountain that happens?
I sweat like a heroin addict.
The city,
Chris, why are you texting, buddy? Chris is texting this whole fucking time.
Yo, why are you texting?
I'm trying to find out if I got to go early.
He's sending a mass test message to 6 strippers. He's like, hey, I'm talking about you.
Show your bush.
Talking about you lovely ladies.
How you doing?
Hey, Lexus, what you doing tonight?
Black ones, too.
That's still on there. All right, good.
Montreal strip club. Get back to it.
Oh, well,
let's talk about the Anthony DeVito story. That was really funny.
That was hilarious. Hilarious. I love that kid.
This is a guy named Anthony DeVito. Hilarious. Anthony DeVito. What's the bottom underscore? That's his Twitter. Whatever. It doesn't matter. What am I talking about?
He also has a dead father.
He doesn't.
Oh, okay, well, there's a
dead fathers.
Yeah, dead dad.
Boom.
Boom. What do you like, the dead dads?
High five if you've had more than one family member die.
Boom.
What, immediate family?
Immediate family. Way to make it sad.
High five if your dad was stabbed to death.
Whoa, dude, that's heavy.
My dad.
No, it was a pocket knife. It was like less than.
What, did he get stabbed 150 times?
They hit an artery? What happened?
Say happy birthday to my dad and my brother this week.
Lower intestine.
All right, if we're doing shout outs, we got to get on track.
All right, can we?
Anthony DeVito.
Oh, Anthony DeVito. We were in Montreal, big festival. It's hilarious. It's fun. Everyone's there.
That's whatever.
We get drunk. I get hammered. I pass out in my buddy Tommy's room. I wake up. I'm staying with Soder.
Yeah,
I wake up.
Anthony DeVito's fucking you in the ass.
Yeah, I'm filming it, baby.
Covered in semen. Italian semen. It's red, white, and blue.
Oh, it's the best kind. The best kind.
Yeah, red, white, and green. Whatever the fuck. I get up.
Holy cream.
I pass out at 7 in the morning. I wake up at 11. I'm like, oh, this is the wrong room. I got to go up. I get into Dan's room.
We start talking.
I started hitting Dan. I elbow Dan. I'm like, Dan, wake up. And he's like, what? What's up, man? What is it? I go, we got to call Anthony DeVito and tell him he has a radio interview. And Dan's like this. All right, man. Yeah.
What we were going to do is we were going to fuck with all of the people.
It's a prank. A prank.
Yeah, the people that do New Faces, which is a show at Montreal, they stay at a different hotel.
That's whatever.
Than the hotel I was staying at. So Joe wakes me up and he goes, we need to go prank Anthony. I got the number for the hotel,
awesome.
And I know which hotel room he's in. So we wanted to call him because we knew he was out late drinking. Call him and be like, you have a radio interview and you need to come do it. We should have said 5 minutes.
That was my plan, yeah.
So Joe makes me do the call and I just do a shitty French accent. And you could tell he's like asleep because he's like, hello? And I'm like, is this Mr. DeVito? And he's like, yeah. Like, we have a radio interview scheduled for you for 2 p.m. And he's like, oh, okay. It's at the Hyatt?
You can hear he immediately changes. He's like, oh, great. All right, great.
He started pepping up.
And then he goes, what time? And you go, 2. And it was like 11:30, and I was like, no, no, earlier. Because the whole point is to get him to spring out of bed.
Yeah. 2 minutes.
So I was like, no, earlier. And then Dan goes like this.
I was just there now. Qu'est-ce que c'est? 2 p.m.? It's actually 1 p.m.
Yeah.
And then we asked him if he wanted anything, and he was like, what did he say?
So he goes like this. You want the sodas or drinks or something? He goes, I don't know. Ginger ale, I guess. He's like, right? And then he goes, the sandwich cheese? And he's like, I don't know. If it's not too much trouble, I'll take a chicken sandwich.
He started giving us all these orders. Right. And then we asked him if he'd do the interview nude.
And
he's like, what?
He wasn't even like, he was just like, I get, what? And then Soda's like, the Annie Letterman will also be appearing nude. And that's when we all started laughing.
You should have just let him show up for the interview.
Yeah, what's wrong with you guys?
The story would have been fucking great if you gave him an address.
Okay, don't point at me.
You're the one that fucking
Both laughing on speakerphone, and he goes, fuck you guys.
Once you said nude, you ruined it.
Then it becomes a joke.
You told me to say nude.
I did not say that.
Yes, you did.
I wrote all the... That's
no,
fucking,
you
that's
did.
That's a lie.
Fuck this.
You're all fucking bastards.
I didn't say nude.
Fuck
you. The one thing I said was earlier. That's it. You did everything else. And you deserve the credit.
I really like the whisper in his voice.
You're trying to pass this up. You deserve all the credit.
You are not taking any responsibility in this story.
It was my idea to call him, tell us the radio interview, and my idea was earlier. You did everything else.
Bullshit.
That's bull true.
You're bullshit.
And you know what I can see on your face. I've known you too long.
Oh,
I know that you know.
All right, he's kind of right.
I know you know. What's that from? Goodfellas. Anybody?
Can you guys make out now?
I know you know. I'll make out with you.
I think we should all go around and rate Dan as a host so far.
Oh, Jesus.
Wow. I'll give him a
I'll rate Chris as the best texter in the history
of you. Yeah, dude. Put the phone down.
I'm trying to find out if I got to go.
If you keep texting, you got to go.
I know.
Brant's brought the hammer down.
By the way, Joe, thank you for taking the heat off.
Chris needs to host a show at Caroline's.
I'm sorry.
But it might be cancelled. So he's at that point where he's like, should I leave or should I stay? Because it most likely
just take a cab.
I'm sorry. I guess I could.
Just go up 6th Avenue.
Yeah.
All right, good. So we got Chris the rest of the show. Boom.
I got to leave in like 10 minutes.
All right.
Joe. That's all right.
Joe, you're leaving in 10 minutes?
Joe, I was going to make out with you in 20 minutes.
Oh. I got to leave in 8 minutes.
Joe, where are you going? You have to go fight Super Mario, Mario Brothers 2, and shoot eggs out of your mouth at him?
Ah, that was almost, no, you know what? That was almost a band-aid.
That was
solid.
Yeah,
that was good.
That,
was good.
That wasn't even close. I mean, it was clearly pre-written on Wednesday at 6.
But I just see Beatrice like, Louis, will you take out the trash? And then I'm going to say to Joe.
You look over.
You have a stupid mouth.
Louis's hand is just covered in ink. He's got zingers
it's all,
on it.
It's all messed together and running. Oh, I think the next one was your mouth, Lux. The dog's asshole was the best one.
That was a good one.
That was great. Good for you, Louis.
Yeah, really blew your wand.
Good for you.
Really. I think we were getting bored of
it. We had to gas out the first 5 minutes.
Didn't you say you had one for me? You said next show you had a good get.
Oh, now I can't say it. Now I got to wait. Well, I do have a good one.
Why? Oh, you got to wait for Bobby?
No, I got to wait. No, I would do it, but now she brought it up. I can't just say it now.
Because
I said,
you've got to prepare.
Stop trying to get rid of the fucking bandana, Kelly. Sit on your bandana and spin.
But it's my 2-year anniversary, guys.
Well, why do you
By the way, today
so
is
much?
Mine and Beatrice's 3-year anniversary.
Hey! Oh. Now that's an anniversary. Congratulations, Beatrice, for being involved with such
for
a temperamental
putting up with this.
Puerto Rican for so long. Beautiful penis.
Beautiful. Not too big. Nice shaped.
Show Chris your urethra.
I'll show my urethra right now. You think
I won't?
You don't think Lewis would gladly show you?
I mean, are you guys going to have a urethra off right now?
Smash your urethra. Don't. No.
Dude, no.
Yeah, take it out.
Nope.
All right, Kelly.
Wow. Come
here, Captain Whore.
I'll take a look at somebody's urethra.
Look at that right now.
I want to see a dick. I want to see a dick.
She's like, fucking.
Want to get it out?
What?
Like a beaver.
I'm not taking my dick out. What are you, out of your mind?
Well, I'm a trained health professional.
I didn't realize. I don't just do this shit.
You
wait,
do,
now,
what are you
on.
Doing for what?
I don't
now,
do
I
this
professionally
shit.
Look, I professionally look at dudes' dicks. That's my job.
Dude, I've looked at literally hundreds of guys' penises.
Now, why?
It doesn't make quick. Me feel any more comfortable.
Because we're watching something from previous episodes that I never realized. We've had Chris on before, and we've had Lewis on a ton of times, but I've never realized that this could be the most quasi-gay relationship
dude,
meeting
you
of
had
the minds.
You had to hear them talking before we started. They were talking about working out.
Oh.
And he's like, yeah, you know.
No, I bet
yeah,
they recommended
a little sore over here.
And something
he's like,
something's wrong with Lewis's hand. So he was like holding his hand and examining it.
It was amazing. By the way, he gave me a stretch.
What's wrong with your hand?
Dude,
it's not
I fucking
like,
cured his brachioradialis tendonitis.
Yeah, he did.
He's like, yeah, you got to take Advil. He's giving him all
the
time.
But it was beautiful.
Yeah, but that's what I do.
It was really tender, though, the way you were touching Lewis.
I'm okay with my sexuality.
The time of my life.
He's got sweet forearms.
Never felt this way before.
All right, no,
yes, I swear. It's the truth.
Right, everybody, shut up.
And I owe it all to you.
Bob never come
you know
back.
This is what's going to happen. A half hour from now, I'm going to get a call from Bobby. How'd it go?
Yeah,
it was interesting.
This is going to go in the bin of all the other shows that have never made it to air.
Well, they sang a song. Yeah, this is a Thursday show. Thursday. Put it out Thursday.
Oh, God.
I think it's a good show.
I miss Bobby.
I miss Bobby, too. But you know what, Lewis? I think it's been a pretty good show.
I think it's especially a good show because Chris keeps on texting.
I'm trying to find out.
Maybe he's doing a transcript of the show. He's writing down everything we said.
I should have gotten more.
Yeah.
That should have gotten more, Joe.
What'd you get, Joe?
I'll try it again. I'll be honest. I never cared for Bobby. I'm not getting the bandana on the second time around.
You know what? You can't, actually. Yeah, I agree. You don't get the bandana.
I like Bobby.
All right, the host Soder should get the bandana for just letting us sit in silence.
I just wanted to see how long you guys were going to go. I like this. I like stretching. It's kind of a...
You know, all right, I'm taking over.
It's
UFC
real.
On Fox Saturday
UFC,
night.
Who do we like?
We want fights.
Is it you Cortez it. Or... Stop texting.
I don't want to talk about UFC.
This is the last text.
Kelly, we're kidding, Kelly.
I got the Philly.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Kelly.
What?
Why are you quitting smoking?
Because I'm done.
You're done?
Yeah.
That was a hell of an interview, Dan.
Right, so lungs keep expanding.
I'm starting to look older.
She feels like she's wasting all of this eating time
How
with a cigarette in her mouth.
You don't look old.
You notice she keeps putting herself in positions to show the breast.
No,
you didn't know that?
30. Are you 30?
Kelly's 38
years old. How old are you really, honestly?
I'm 30.
You don't look 30.
I'm 30. Thank you.
No, Chris is going to fuck Kelly now.
I can't. I'm
Ash
not,
is come
in,
on the next
I
episode.
No, I'm not into that.
I mean,
I mean I'm into you, but I'm not into
you.
You
never fuck Kelly.
You're not into unattractive, annoying girls.
Whoa, Joe.
I think Kelly's attractive.
Chris, would you fuck Kelly?
Me too. It was a joke.
As a guy, I would, but I wouldn't. But as a guy, I would.
Well, I don't know if that
as a guy, you would, but a comedian, you wouldn't?
No, just as like a new me, I wouldn't. You know, I can't.
No, what's this new you?
Yeah, I can't be going after
the
pussy anymore.
What's this that you're
Did you guys fuck? fuck when you first moved here?
Never.
No, never.
Did you make
never.
Out?
Never. No, make out. No, never. Never even tried.
Never even
open
came
mouth
up.
Kiss, just like a little
not,
bit. Like a little
never.
Bit.
Never.
And good. I drove you home plenty of times. And
I remember
happened.
Once.
Oh.
I remember one
never
time.
Never made the moves.
No, remember one uh-oh. Time you were on your way to Broadway Comedy Club.
I sucked
and
your
dick. You were like, you're going to come with me. I'll introduce you to people. And I was like, cool. So we were in the car. Yeah. And you know, we're driving.
Wait a minute,
there,
you said you'd introduce him to people?
No, I tried to help her out when she first came.
He fucking helped me out. He's a good dude. And I was basking to do a wee in the car. Like, I was like in the
you
car.
Were, what? You were basking?
I was basking to do a wee in the car.
I don't the fuck you're talking
about.
What the fuck are you talking about?
I was eating.
Did you hit him in the head with a baseball bat? Is that what you're saying?
Listen! So we're in the car, and I was like, Chris, I think I'm going to wet my pants. Like, I think I'm going to wet the seat of your car.
We said I'm going to pee in the cup holder.
Hold on, wait. Oh, good.
I mean, a lot of like it was like painful how bad it was. Anyway, we eventually found that we were in the car. We eventually found the toilet bubble.
Cranberry juice.
And
chlamydia.
I wrote on your Facebook wall. I was like, hey, thanks so much for the lift. I'm really glad I didn't piss myself in your car.
Right.
And then I saw the next day you deleted the message.
Oh, yeah. That's
because you had a girlfriend.
Ex. Right.
You fucking asshole. Why would you post that on his wall?
Why would you do that? That's irresponsible.
I had a boyfriend. I had a 3-year relationship at the time.
Yeah, but he was in
I would never,
Australia.
Yeah,
but you guys
but
are swingers.
I didn't cheat on him. No, I never cheated on him. I haven't cheated on anybody.
I had to, yeah. I had no choice.
You've never cheated on one person?
No.
Ever.
You've never cheated
ever.
On a person?
No. Ever. Not even a kiss.
I've cheated on every girlfriend I've ever had.
No.
Whoa. Beatrice.
Whoa, this is awkward.
Oh, fucking fake.
This is going to be one lonely baby.
You remember when she yelled at you when you were in jail? This is going to be worse. Yeah.
I mean, no? I can't believe you just even say that.
I'm kidding.
That's
Jesus
rude.
Christ.
She's carrying
hang
a child.
On. The fact that you guys are like questioning the fact that I'm always.
You just said that you wrecked a woman's life and then you told some boring story about Big Brother.
Which I can't find on Big Brother. I can't find that on the website.
No, but I want to know why like you guys are so shocked that I've never cheated on a guy, which means that.
Because you're
you guys
a raging whore.
You all cheated
you got sweet
on your
tits.
Girlfriends. You
well,
you've
said,
shit.
I'm open about it, though.
You've said before.
Not in denial.
Yeah.
You always talk about how you love. You're the smashing machine.
Yeah, you're the smashing machine, Kelly Fastidio. You love to fuck dicks.
Yeah, but I'm hideously
you love to have sex with penises. We get it.
I just like the sentence. You like to fuck.
You like to fuck dicks.
That's such a Lewis sentence. You like to fuck dicks. Do you want to fuck some dicks?
Also, being surprised that someone hasn't done something doesn't mean you've done it. Like to be like, if I've met a girl and I'm
that's
like, you've never
really
had anal. That's crazy because I've had anal.
I feel like Joe just told a
I've
fucking riddle. I'm like, what?
Thank you.
He's like,
in the middle of that sentence.
What walks in the morning?
No, but your rationale
what,
was
what air? What?
Because you can't believe that I have never cheated. You guys must have all cheated. That doesn't make sense.
No,
because
everyone in the room was shocked that I've always been faithful.
No, it's because you're a raging right. old whore.
That means we're judging
with
you.
All the years
come on,
had,
Lewis. I'm going to step in
she's
here.
She's not old.
Bobby's not here to defend her. That's kind of accurate. But only half accurate.
Wait, have you guys
she's
all cheated on
shit.
Your have you guys all cheated on your girlfriends?
I never cheated on a girlfriend.
Never nope. cheated on a girlfriend?
I plead the fifth.
I've been cheated on.
I'm open about
Dan.
It
yeah. Get your head out of your ass.
What I would like to say is my corporate sponsors would not like
wow.
this information leaked.
Did I had a
I've
full-fledged other
bad.
Relationship while I was with my last girl.
Yeah, you've told
I don't know if you remember from the earlier thing. Your pregnant girlfriend's in the room.
She knows what the fuck is up. She met me when I had a girlfriend.
Whoa!
Hey. Beatrice.
Oh. Fucking homewrecker.
Ooh, you tomcat.
No, she wouldn't hook up with me because I had a girlfriend.
I fucking love Beatrice. I fucking, the way she dressed.
Oh, well, I don't like that you're saying fucking so intensely.
He never tells the stories quite right.
He was punching it up, mate. Eh?
Joe's texting.
Yeah, what's
I'm
up with
texting? I'm reading and listening. He never tells the stories quite right.
He would have never
I'm
done
trying
this
to not
here.
Interrupt.
No, I know.
I'm reading it.
5 minutes, let's go.
No, because Bobby would go, everyone turn their phones off, dudes. But no one did that.
I've been cheating on really badly.
I'm not the host.
And I gotta leave. As we talk, I'm late for my show because I love you guys.
Wait,
so
how did you get cheated on? And what? How'd you find
we've
out?
We've also done an hour.
How I found out. So the girl called me and left a voicemail on my phone going, hi, I just thought you let you know that me and Aaron have been fucking the whole time you've been going out with him. And I was like 18. I lost my virginity to him.
Is that when you started? Like, oh. Is that when you took gay Aaron's virginity?
Wait, is gay Joe.
Gay Joe.
Give him the fucking bomb
yeah,
cloth.
To him.
Why, because I said the wrong name?
Yeah, wrong name, bomb.
Is that a bomb Joe?
I like
you're
that
the
you
referee.
Called it the bomb cloth. Whatever called it that.
Cloth.
That's hilarious.
Good job.
The bomb cloth. Sounds like a unit
I never
in the
got
NYPD.
It because I'm not relevant. So.
Yep,
there we go.
Right back at you. Not listening or not appreciating.
Whoa, let's calm those arms down, Kelly.
Sounds like a unit in the NYPD. That's poetry.
My flabby arms are coming back.
I'll take it. Oh, shut up and show your tits,
Kelly.
Do you notice that she keeps sitting like with her elbows back, like trying to show it off?
But I'll tell you this: she's pushing her boobs forward.
No, because my arms are flabby now.
And her shoulders about to go through the ceiling.
What kind of laugh was that?
That's a big brother laugh right there.
By the way, from behind, Kelly looks like Dexter. I don't know if you noticed that.
I don't get that at all.
You never watched Dexter.
Chris saved you on that one.
That's a good one.
Thank you.
Pre or post cancer?
No.
Which one?
Was that the one you've been waiting on? You've been sitting on a fucking gym for weeks, Lewis?
No, by the way,
Chris. You're going to fucking take it.
Kelly, shut your fucking face. Chris loved that joke.
That was a good one.
I didn't get it.
You do look like Dexter Morgan from the back.
What the hell?
I don't even know what that
means. He's got like weird hair and it's just...
Great muscle tone in the back.
Great trap.
He's got weird hair and back knee.
he's got the shoulders of Holyfield.
You have that, you dummy.
He looks like a boar.
Kelly looks like she could punch through a wall with those shoulders.
Like fucking Wild Hog.
She did one of those bar games where you punch it with pressure.
Yeah, he looked like
Kelly really has fucking 26-inch pythons. Jesus Christ.
She said her first
to
provide
him. She can easily bench the most in this room.
Joe.
Those are the fucking
worst. By the way, Joe has way sexier arms than Kelly.
Joe
has
those look.
I see our dicks.
You're a
baby, can you please just take a picture of Joe and Kelly flexing at the same time?
We have that picture.
We've got that picture already from the one with, I think, Norman.
Well, let's get our tits together.
How puffy your nipples are.
Yeah,
dude, nipples, your nipples
Joe.
Are like puffing
Joe,
out.
Do you like your nipples being played
nice
with?
Nipples. I got a chocolate chip.
You don't like your nipples getting played with?
Do I like him getting played with?
Yeah.
Play with his nipples.
Didn't we talk about this in another episode, too? Are we just repeating episodes?
Yes.
No, guys
this is
only
all spliced
nipples
together.
We need
nipples,
Bobby.
Buddy.
We need Bobby.
We do. Well, I think we've learned a lesson here today.
That we can't.
We can't do a podcast.
This is a Sunday podcast now.
This shouldn't even be on Riotcast.
I think that you guys are fucking being hard on us. I think this is a good podcast. I had fun. I laughed.
I've been hard the whole time. Kelly's tit. Hashtag.
Hashtag saved you.
Chris, thanks for coming back on the show.
Thank you for having me. I appreciate it.
And we'll get you on with Bobby. Right. Oh, let's do the sponsors.
Do you want to read them out or you want me to do it?
I think
you
before the sponsors, we should do the apologies.
Yeah. Sorry, all of the people that usually listen.
Sorry to black people. That was first, wasn't it?
Whoa, well,
sorry to the girl from Big Brother.
Again. She sounded like the most racist thing of the day.
Sorry to black people for everything I've been thinking in my head every time
faggots.
You walk by me. And another thing for saying faggot.
With a hard T. I had a very hard T on faggot.
The T.
Sorry.
All right. Let's hear you do the sponsors there. Maybe we're grooming you for your own show. You don't even know.
Well, good luck. Good
you
luck with all
the soda hour.
It's just going to be silence and me going.
I hate that voice. It's like the most annoying voice ever.
Here's our sponsors. Actually, no. Go to riotcast.com/Robert Kelly. And then go to the Amazon button.
For
top
what?
Right.
Is you're it awful. You're
I don't know,
awful.
Computer. Fuck you, Lewis.
It's the worst plug for any of the sponsors
Amazon,
ever.
Go to the Amazon button.
Fuck you, Lewis. Go to Amazon.
Fuck you, Lewis. I hope Hammer Fisting makes no money off of Amazon.
We're not
making
anything.
I hope we get all the money off Amazon.
Yeah.
Go to /Robert Kelly on riotcast.com. Amazon button. Click on it. Buy anything. And
bookmark it,
and you're helping out the show. And you're helping out yourself by buying stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Also want to thank Gamefly.com right now.
You want to thank them or do you want to tell people to go there?
I want to thank them and I'm telling people to go there. Get a subscription. You get two video games. You get a trial for $21.99. Actually, it's cheaper than that, right, Rob? What's the trial?
It's free, you dick.
It's a free trial.
It's a free trial for 15 days. 15-day free
you
trial.
You try reading this handwriting.
I don't need it because I fucking know the plug. 15-day free trial, two games. It's free. Sign up for the free fucking trial. Go to hammerfisting.com. Click on
No.
YKWD.
YKWD.
No, Robert Kelly.
No,
Riotcast.com/Robert Kelly.
Fucker.
Okay. And the other sponsors are Cringe Humor as well. Does anyone know when the new club's opening up?
Soon.
I walked by there yesterday. It's in shambles. It's dust and boards everywhere. Yeah. I swear to God.
I heard it was August 10th. That's what I heard.
Yeah. And Laugh Button.
Laugh Button.
And Laugh Spin. That photo, why was there a massive cardboard cutout of Bobby Kelly in Montreal?
Because it was the greatest thing ever.
That was the funniest thing.
We were just sitting there. You walked in and just
The guys from Laugh Button came downstairs And they were like, we got a full-blown cardboard cutout
that was so
of
funny.
Bobby. Can we do like a fake, you know what, dude, here in Montreal?
I think by the way, he meant full size.
Full size. That's it.
Full blown, by the way, really it's huge.
Took three guys to carry it. And it's just made of cardboard. But we did. We took a couple pictures, and they tweeted it. If you want to go to the, I think it's at Laugh Button on Twitter. They have a bunch of pictures of Joe the Truthless and I up in Montreal.
Yeah.
With Bobby. Well, cardboard cutout Bobby.
Cardboard Bobby.
Who's still smoking. The cardboard cutout.
Yeah.
Still smoking.
Looks really creepy. And Consumer and Yowza Fitness as well.
If you're a fat fuck, go to Yowza Fitness.
Dude, you can take the thing. You can fold it up, dude. I watched the TV the other day and I ran for 45 minutes.
Nah,
Kelly Pastuca is...
gaining weight.
Oh. I think that is like the pot calling the kettle fat, you full fat fucks.
I'm losing weight.
I'm
trimming up.
Shit.
Are you fucking crazy?
Fuck
I'm getting,
you.
I'm on GHB. I'm getting yoked. GHB. Yeah.
You're supposed to work out,
though. GHB.
You're taking a date rape drug?
HGH? What the fuck are you talking about?
Dude's date raping himself in his apartment.
All right.
I'll never remember this.
As much as date rape's good, we got to wind this up, guys.
Whoa.
All right, everyone do their plugs. Let's go around.
Luis Gomez.
You guys can visit me at Comic Dave Smith on Twitter. He has like 90 followers. The kid's got it. He needs some help.
Yeah. Sprance.
Glory Hole Podcast and Riotcast.com. The Riotcast app is coming out very soon. Check out all the great shows of Riotcast.
Which I saw today, which is fucking unbelievable. I cannot even believe. You don't even know. You fucking don't even. It's
right, gonna,
no one else has got anything like it.
It's coming out. Kelly's verbally blowing you.
It was the fucking greatest thing I've ever seen in my life. And I saw a Roo give birth once. It was the greatest thing ever.
Sexy Chris DiStefano.
Twitter's at Christy Comedy.
He'll be finger banging strippers
in a city near you.
Oh wait, when am I? Well, yeah, I'll be gone for the next. When does it come out? Next
I don't
week?
Know. Like God only knows.
Yeah, it doesn't matter.
We don't even know if
it's
this
not
is
coming out.
No, 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 hold on. Let me.
We don't even know if this thing's going to see the daylight.
Can I plug some shows really quick?
Yeah,
this month.
Yeah.
All right, next Wednesday, which is probably won't be out.
Dude, give the dates because you don't know when
weeks.
It's coming
Levity,
out.
Levity Law, 3 weeks? All right, then fucking August 24th and 25th, mm-hmm. I'm with Big J. Okerson in Rhode Island at the Comedy...
Connection. There you go.
East Providence.
Joe, the Truth List, what do you got?
I'm trying to find the name of the joint, but September 28th, that's not that far away. It's called The Spot.
Ooh.
In Providence, Rhode Island also.
Oh shit.
Oh, yeah. Can I do one then? Can I get August 25th at the Borgata.
Oh,
and September 12th, Caroline's.
Who are you at?
7:30. Open up for Artie Lang at the Borgata.
Oh,
August
25th. The
good old Artie Lang.
Look at the kid.
What about you, Danny?
If you're in Seattle, I'll be there the 1st through the 3rd doing Bumbershoot. Music festival.
Bumbershoot.
Yeah, it's a,
is it
it's
a club
a
or is it something gay you're doing?
It's a big music festival. Jane's Addiction and Tony Bennett. So
there you go.
Literal Dan. Okay. Boom.
And
literal.
I will be having my plugs stepped over by Chris DiStefano and Dan Soder.
Also, I'll be at the Palisades Comedy Club with Bobby Kelly. September 13th.
It's not the Palisades Comedy Club, you jerk off. It's Levity Live.
Levity Live.
Which, by the way, is that club is beautiful.
Well, I'll be at Levity Live with Bobby.
And I'll be there next Wednesday.
Well, I'll be
amazing
there
club.
September 13th.
It's my hometown.
Well, this is Bobby's podcast. Go fuck yourself.
Joe, do you want to give your plugs again?
No, I don't. I don't want anyone to come to my show. Chris and Lewis and Dan are all more important than me.
Joe, do you want to plug your mouth closed with a Tootsie Roll?
Kelly, anything? Nope. Okay, good having you. All right.
Go, Kelly, go. You got one?
Kelly, anything?
I'll be at the open mic at the...
Let her do her thing, but still end the podcast with Lewis's burn.
Can you edit that?
But yeah, go for a while.
That's fine. Just follow me on Twitter.
Follow at Kelly Fastuca, Fastuca, Fastuca. And Bobby will be back next time.
I think you did a good job, Dan.
Thanks. Great
you
job.
I did as well.
Good job,
everybody.
I couldn't
disagree more.
Let's all suck each other off. What?
You know what, Dan? Don't stop filming my face. Don't stop filming my face. Don't stop